This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The president's overseas trip continues apace today. Rome this morning, Brussels, Belgium this afternoon, meetings with European leaders tomorrow, and a stop by NATO's shiny new headquarters building in the Belgian capital. Could be a little awkward, as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Trump has called NATO obsolete and has described Brussels as a hellhole. The president may not get the most cordial welcome in the Belgian capital.
My guess is that there will be a little bit of nervousness given what President Trump has said about NATO in the past.
Stephen Pfeiffer of the Council of Foreign Relations says the Allies may be bracing themselves for another blast from Trump over money. Only two other allies are, like the US, hitting the NATO target and spending at least 2% of their GDP on defense.
He's been concerned about the imbalance going back to the 1980s. So this is something he believes in, and my guess is he will push it when he's meeting with allied leaders in Brussels.
The trouble is, says Nick Childs of the International Institute for Strategic Studies, we're talking very big bucks from the European point of view.
If everyone stumped up the full amount, you'd be talking about nearly $100 billion extra that countries would have to come up with.
Germany would have to spend an extra $32 billion a year, not popular in what is now a very unmilitaristic country, and this is an election year.
If Mr. Trump pushes for that in full, then that potentially makes that even more of an election issue for the Germans at the moment.
European defence spending may fall short of NATO's target, but it has been rising, mostly in response to the Russian incursion into Ukraine. But Ben Moores of IHS Markit says it may also be partly thanks to Trump, convincing Europeans they should focus more on their own defence.
We are seeing Europeans being forced to increase defence expenditure because of the erratic nature of the Trump administration.
This could be the final irony, that Trump's initial hostility to NATO and all the shenanigans over the alleged links with Russia may end up strengthening the alliance. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.